just a presentation. Mm-hmm. Okay, so welcome to this session, and thank you, Boro, for the introduction. So, yeah, today I will try to present the project's catalog, so NIFOS Europe catalog and generic services that are available within the catalog at the moment. So first, let's start with the EOSC architecture and somehow find the place of the catalog in this complex diagram. Although it is complex, you can clearly see it. Four major components, four major layers. Two of them are horizontal, so it is EOSC Exchange layer and EOSC Core layer, and two of them are vertical, so it is interoperability framework and support activities. So when I say onboarding, the onboarding I mean on the process that moves the resource outside of the EOSC into the EOSC, and once it is onboarded to the EOSC, it will become available in the EOSC Exchange layer. So somehow all resources that we collect within the EOSC, that we onboard to the EOSC, at the end will end up in the EOSC Exchange layer. But what else is expected from the resource providers during the onboarding process? The first, when you have a bunch of resources, the first thing you would like to do, you would like to describe them in the same way, and therefore within the EOSC is EOSC profile specification developed. So this is just the standardization set of metadata that says how particular resource is described. Of course, it is not only it is not only underlying schema of some database, but also it defines related taxonomies. Recently, the EOSC profile specification have been upgraded from the version 3 to the version 4, and also related, related taxonomies, and all of these are included within our catalog. Now, when you have a way how to describe a particular resource, you don't want to share PDF files or Excel sheets in order to collect the information. Rather, you would like to develop an online system where the service providers will be able to enter using some predefined forms, will be able to enter information about their resources. And this is practically the catalog. So also such a catalog, such online system that has database in the back as a backend has a database that practically incorporate EOSC profile specification in more technical way. So that is what we call the catalog. So, but during the integration, during the onboarding, and during the integration process with the EOSC, we don't want just to describe resources, to collect some generic description, marketing information, information about the policies. Also, we would like to perform some kind of the integration. And integration can be done in several directions, but let's cover two of them here. So first of all, you would like somehow to manage all available resources in the same way from operational perspective. Yeah. And therefore, you need several operational tools. And when I say operational perspective, I mean you would like to somehow assess the quality of resource in terms of utilization, in terms of the provided support, reliability, availability of particular resource, etc. And all these federated tools are grouped in this second layer that is named EOSC Core layer. So typically here you will find authentication and authorization infrastructure, help desk system, monitoring system, and similar tools. So this is the one kind of integration. So also with this kind of integration, you are able to achieve some kind of the interoperability between these two layers, but also between the services itself. But in addition, within the EOSC, we don't expect only this kind of the interoperability to be achieved, but also interoperability between resources and services between themselves. And therefore, there is this EOSC interoperability framework, which defines standards and protocols, suggestions, guidelines on how to provide APIs on the top of the existing resources to be compatible with other resources that are onboarded within the EOSC. Of course, you can see that onboarding practically includes all these layers, that it is complicated process, so you have to have different expertise during the onboarding process, and therefore the last layer is support activities layer, where we have collected a lot of training materials and best practices user guidelines on how to achieve interoperability in both directions, so in this direction with the EOS core layer, but also interoperability between the services itself. So, as I said, the onboarding, when I say onboarding, I mean this is transition, transaction of the service that are at the moment outside of the EOSC into the EOSC exchange layer. And in this process, the main tool that is used by service provider is catalog. So here is a snapshot of the NIFUS Europe catalog. So it is based on Agora technology. Agora is developed by our partners from the projects, by GRNet. Here is the link to the NIFUS Europe instance of the Agora catalog, so you can go to this link to, and you will be able, since NIFUS Europe catalog is fully integrated with the authentication and authorization infrastructure, so you can use your institutional credentials in login to the system, and by default you will get observer rights, so you will be able to read information with the system, and once your rights, your credentials are upgraded to the resource admin or portfolio admin, you will be able to enter information into the system. And this is very important that by default you will get this observer rights, because in this way you can learn by example. So you can go and see information that are collected by other resource providers that are provided by other resource providers. So you can so you can somehow recognize the path that you should follow in the onboarding process. So, please visit this, but within the project, so, and this Agora catalog, it is more service provider oriented tool, so this is the main tool that service providers interact with, but within the project we have also developed more user oriented, customer oriented portal. We call it NIFUS Europe onboarding dashboard, and practically this is front end of the catalog, but this front end also, because there are two things, so actually, so when we talk about the services, we have this EOSC profile specification, so it comes from the EOSC, but also within the project we have some specific view on the registered resources, so practically NIFUS, the dashboard with the support of the local base, it provides more project view on the registered resources. For example, within the EOSC, the categorization of the resources is different, and within the project, our categorization of resources into repositories, thematic services, generic services, and core services. Also, I should say that Agora catalog fully supports the latest version of the EOSC profile specification, which practically means that at the moment providers could be registered within the catalog as well as resources. So these two type of information is stored within the catalog. NIFUS Europe onboarding dashboard is available at this location, so you can go and visit it without, you don't need any special credentials, so it is catalognifus.eu. And recently, during this year, we have performed integration of our catalog with the central EOSC catalog, EOSC marketplace, which is available, which is illustrated here on the left-hand side. And also link is provided here. So practically, once the resource is onboarded into the regional Agora catalog, it is automatically onboarded also into the central EOSC portal, because using the dedicated API, which is provided by the EOSC team, we are able to publish information about all resources and providers that are onboarded within the region. And here is just one example. So here you can see four resources. In this case, this is one thematic service from Croatia. You can see the Agora resource page, as well as how it looks in the NIFUS Europe dashboard. So there is a snapshot of the NIFUS Europe dashboard resource page, and the same information are here shown at the EOSC marketplace. So, in the NIFUS Europe we are focused on three different type of resources. So we are focused on repositories. So these, in this category, we have various repositories, literature repositories, but also data repositories. Then we are focused on thematic services. So these are services that are specific for particular scientific and research communities. And also we have this group of the generic services where we put all resources that have generic capability to support different research research groups. So at the moment, in total, we have registered 37 repositories, 31 thematic services, and 21 generic service. Here, with the green color, is given portion of the resources that are fully onboarded to the EOSC. With the yellow color is a portion of the resources that is in candidate status. So some description, some parts of the description are still missing in the EOSC profile specification, or some integration with the tools from the EOSC core layer is expected in order to be fully onboarded. So regarding the fully onboarded resources, we have 16 repositories that are fully onboarded, 15 thematic services, and 16 generic services. Beside of these, we have onboarded also all services from our pre-production environment or from the EOSC core layer, as well as at the moment we have 58 onboarded providers from the region. So it was a quick overview of our catalog. Of course, I will answer on all your questions later. But before that, also, I would like to say a few words about the open call that is organized earlier this year within the region. So we organized during the spring this year. And after technical and brief scientific evaluation of received proposals, 20 projects are accepted in this call, and 16 out of them, so 16 out of 20 required access to high-performance computing resources, and other required access to other kind of generic resources, typically for the cloud. So we have 6 projects that require access to cloud resources. So practically speaking, all projects that are participated in our open call for productional use of resources from the Nifos Europe catalog ask for some kind of the generic services, and therefore this session is organized. Therefore, in this session, we are focused only on generic services. So I will present the generic services that are at the moment available within the catalog, and in the upcoming presentation, we will see what will be available in the catalog in the further period later. So in particular, we will cover Hungary, where new installation, as far as I know, will be new high-performance computing installation, as far as I know, will be installed in the Debrecen, and the DALUS program from Athens. So just to finalize this slide, during the open call, for the open call purposes, we dedicated, so we granted projects with 3.2 million of CPU core hours with 120 kilo GPU card hours, and also with 50 terabytes of the storage space that is provided directly at high performance computing centers. But in addition to this, because we are onboarding also different type of storage resources, 13 terabytes tape-based space is provided for archival purposes. Also, in total, the projects were granted with 19 virtual machines, and these 19 virtual machines in total have 166 virtual machine cores. Now, let's go to just briefly through our generic services that are at the moment available within the catalog. But in this presentation, I will be focused only on high-performance computing resources that support Pro one or more projects from the open call. So the first one is Aris cluster. Aris cluster is located in Athens. So it has heterogeneous heterogeneous structure. So it has 426 T nodes. So these are regular compute nodes without additional card, GPU or Xeon Phi. Then Aries also has 44 GPU nodes, and each of these nodes is equipped with two NVIDIA Tesla K40 cards. Also, it has 18 Xeon Phi nodes, so each of these, each node within the system is equipped with two Intel Xeon Phi cards. Also, there are FAT nodes, in total 44 FAT nodes, so these nodes are oriented more to open MP applications, so these nodes have a large number of cores, so in this case 40 cores per machine, but also per machine, the node is equipped with 512 gigabytes of RAM. And also there is one machine learning node that is equipped with 8 NVIDIA Volta V100 cards. Regarding the open call, so in total four projects are assigned to Aries High Performance Computing Center. Then the next large installation within the region is Avito Hall Supercomputing Center. So Avito Hall has 150 machine nodes. Each node within the system has two processors with 8 cores, and in total it sums to 2,400 CPU cores, and each machine is equipped with two Intel Xeon Phi cards. So in total, in the system, you can find 300 Intel Xeon Phi cards, and which creates a peak performance of 412 teraflops. And regarding the open call, in total, four projects are allocated for Avito Hall, using Avito Hall infrastructure for implementation of the project. Then there is installation Leo HPC that has been recently moved from Debrecen here to Budapest. So Leo HPC has 84 nodes, so each node is equipped with two processors. And in addition to this, the installation has 68 nodes that are equipped with three NVIDIA K20 cards and 16 machine nodes that are equipped with three NVIDIA K40 cards per machine. Yeah. Here you can see more information and more high performance computing, the description of technical specification of the resources that are available in the region. From Croatia, we have Isabella cluster with in total 135 nodes, and which sums to 3,100 CPU cores. In total, the system has 16 terabytes of the RAM space and around 800 terabytes of the shared data memory. Then we have Paradox cluster from Belgrade. The peak performance of Paradox cluster is 105 teraflops. Within the system, we have 106 machines, each machine with 16 cores. So in total, we have around 1,700 CPU cores. Also, each node is equipped with the NVIDIA Tesla M2090 card. So, in total, within the system, you will be able to utilize 106 GPU cards. Also, in the open call, we offered access to Cyclone high performance computing installation from Cyprus. So the peak performance of Cyclone is 600 teraflops. It has 17 regular nodes and 16 GPU nodes. Each GPU node is equipped with four NVIDIA Tesla V100 cards. And in total, the system provides 135 terabytes of the flash storage, so SSD storage, and 3 petabytes of disk storage. Here is an overview of the cloud resources that are available, that are provided for during the open call. So we have Finky Cloud. Finky Cloud is based on the OpenStack technology. It has 300 virtual CPU cores, virtual machine cores, let's say, and 37 terabytes of SSD disk space and 32 terabytes of SAS storage. Also, we have IC Pro. So here you can see the description, the technical specification of IC Pro cloud. So 144 application servers, 4 database servers, 15 working points, in total 340 terabytes of the storage capacity. Also, one project is utilizes cloud infrastructure that is provided by our partners from Georgia, from Grena, and this cluster in total provides 108 virtual machine cores. So these were generic, let's say, high-performance computing resources, cloud resources, but also we have other resources, generic resources that are registered within the catalog. So one of the popular one is the ARIS archival service. So this is state-based storage that provides more than 2 petabytes of the storage space. Also, at the Institute of Physics Belgrade is installed data analysis service. So this is Hadoop cluster with 60 CPU cores, 180 gigabytes of the RAM, and 5.3 terabytes of HDFS storage space. Also, during the open call, all projects are granted with access to the simple storage service. So this is Dropbox kind of the service for sharing the data between the researchers. So, as I said, this was a quick overview of the catalog that is deployed within the project, Infos Europe, and quick overview of the generic services that are registered so far within the catalog and provided to research communities during the open call we have organized earlier this year. Now, in next 2 presentations, we will see what we can expect to see in the catalog in the upcoming period. So we will be focused on Hungary HPC system and Daedalus HPC system from Greece. So thank you for your attention.